Hi, and welcome to the Brian Show, where Phil has been murdered. And the ghost of Phil is still talking to me, but only I can hear him. So now I'm going to track down all the clues and uncover the mystery of his death. So what I need everyone to do is hold hands in a circle. So if you're not near anybody right now, which is usually the case when people are listening to our show, they're usually alone, you know, in a bus or rowing machine, let's say. And it's not always convenient to just hold hands with people. Actually, if you're on a bus or in a gym, you're probably not alone. So maybe you should go up to somebody and ask if you can hold their hand. It might be sweaty. Just wipe it down with a towel after you're done. And I'm going to light some candles. And then I'm going to see if I can contact the ghost of Phil. Okay, everyone, hold hands. Okay, here we go. Okay, I think I can feel a spirit in the room. Spirit, are you in the room? Knock once for yes, and beep twice for no. And if you're Captain Pike, I like your wheelchair. It's sweet. Hey, what's that? What's that noise? That's not a beep or a knock. It sounds like there's a ghost of a roll of tape. Oh, ghost of roll of tape, what were you used up on?
I'm in a room. I'm not in the room. I'm confused. You're making the spirits angry.
Oh, shit. All right, well, the ghost of Phil is here, it seems.
Yeah. Hey, ghost of me. I'm some spirit.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Your spirit from G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe reference done. Oh,
yeah,
checklist. This is what we should do.
Okay.
You know that game of bingo you can play on the road?
Yeah.
Or in a car, and it's like, if you see a cracking burger shop, you check it out.
License plate. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no,
we should have the spy versus spy home game. It's like bingo. So anytime someone says something about G.I. Joe, and we can play around, we can make it kind of covert, so only people who are real nerds will, oh, that was a G.I. Joe reference, so I'm going to take that one out.
Yeah.
And then
Spirit, the G.I. Joe guy.
Yeah, and then we'll be like, yeah, why not? And then the next day, we can post up our answers.
Yeah.
Sort of, and then people can compare.
Make a game out of it. I love that.
The home game. What do you think?
That's good. Because, now people are just kind of idly listening, and they don't get to,
No, you know what?
Interact.
People usually, when they're listening, we have their undiverted attention.
Right.
Because
they're making a comic or,
or a net.
Building a shed.
Yeah.
Or, two more, three more,
I mean, two more?
Three more, two more.
It's not a three more. Arnold Schwarzenegger ref. Oh, I'm not going to give the answers away.
Yeah, don't blow it.
All right.
It's just an expression.
So, shit, man. It's been a lot of hours since Johnny Cashpoint was in Cockpunch Studios. Oh, wait, it's not Cockpunch Studios yet.
Right.
It's Atomic Henry Studios. Atomic Henry Studios.
No, I've been fucking away at the slave mines. I mean, the assigned mines, not the slave mines. I've been digging for slaves.
Yeah. And what'd you find? And all I got was a bunch of Chinamen.
My canary died, so I had
black
to,
canary?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone.
I got a black canary to keep my slave mines.
You hear that, Dean?
So this is my first chance to get in front of the mic.
You surfaced.
Yeah. Coming up for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming up for hot
chocolate. And what's it smell like? It smells like a burger or something?
No.
Can you imagine if you were in a mine all day? A bine? If you were in Amanda Bynes all day? Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Jesus.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, man. Good.
Wait, from the Amanda Show on Nickelodeon?
It's possible.
Dude, she's like 9.
She was. She's not anymore.
No. Once you're 9 on TV, you're 9 forever.
Uh-oh.
I don't think that
I gotta
any
delete
child
some stuff
star
off my
should,
computer.
Yeah,
I'll be
I don't think
right
any
back.
Child star should ever be viewed as a sexual anything ever.
But okay, but
if you're a kid on TV, then you're branded as a kid for life.
Yeah, but does Gary Coleman count?
Absolutely.
Oh shit!
That's
all right.
Just disgusting.
All right, fine. What's disgust?
What?
Lusting after Gary Coleman?
Yeah.
Because he's black? Fuck you.
No. Sorry. Because he was a kid on TV. How could you ever get that image out of your head? I don't see how anybody hook up. I'm doing massive air quotes with like my full forearm. Yeah. How anyone could hook up with like Small Wonder and like not like...
But she was a robot, so it's different.
I don't know.
Wait,
man.
No, that's even worse.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, man, unless you built her a new body. Ugh. I would probably get Anthony Michael Hall to help me with that. Yeah?
I don't know. He's only in one movie to me. I know he was in other movies, but like...
He's only in that new TV show. What the hell's it called? Shit. He's doing a TV show recently. I think it was filmed in Vancouver.
Breakfast Club's greatest movie ever made, hands down.
Yeah,
except for a lot of other movies that I like.
Except for the TV edit makes it the worst movie ever.
Totally.
The TV edit that's always on and like, yeah. You know, yeah.
Eat and, my graham crackers.
Yeah, I think we may have talked about this before.
8 weeks. I got you for 8 weeks because they can't say 2 months on TV.
That's right, yeah. No, but the scene where they all smoke pot... And then the TV edit, they don't show it.
Yeah, so everyone's just confused after a commercial break.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then the part that even if you do watch the whole thing, it doesn't really make any sense is Emilio Estevez doing backflips.
Yeah.
What are you doing, dude?
Yeah, I don't know.
What were you smoking?
Yeah.
I hate that term because, like, people, non-druggy people use it all the time. Like, hey, you must be smoking something pretty good to be that crazy.
God,
and, like, whatever, sure, fine. But it's so rampant to be like, what are they smoking? You know? And we listen to a lot of sports talk radio at work.
Ah.
When I can't handle anymore, I put the headphones on and listen to my own sports talk radio that I do.
I listen to just the audio from The Breakfast Club at work.
Sweet.
And I still don't know what the hell joke Judd Nelson's trying to tell when he's crawling around on the ceiling.
What joke is that?
I don't know. Nude woman's got a pool under her arm, walks into a bar, something. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something about Smoke Up Johnny, it's been a good year.
That's not a joke.
I don't know, it's from a different scene.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so...
Recast it real quick.
To say what?
Recast it.
Cast what?
Recast The Breakfast Club right now.
Oh, like a brand new one?
Suppose they're good. Okay, John Landis... And what's his name? The guy who did Armageddon.
Jeez.
We'll just say M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay.
They're gonna make The Breakfast Club 2000.
That's the team up I want to see.
Yeah. So they're making Breakfast Club 2000. Who's gonna be in it?
Shit.
Simon says, go now.
Gary Sinise?
Simon Cowell as Principal Superintendent Chalmers.
Sure. Gary Sinise, can he be in it?
As what?
Whoever, I don't care. Ali Sheedy. He can be the Ali Sheedy character.
We'll say Edward James Olmos as Judd Nelson.
Okay. How about Dwight Yoakam?
As Anthony Michael Hall?
Yes.
Love it.
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz as Molly Ringwald?
Yeah!
So, in the end... Edward James Olmos will receive an earring from John Lovitz.
Edward James Norton.
Oh, are we out of characters?
No, I don't know.
There's only five of them, so.
How about we just cast the Power Rangers? There's five of them. There's five, right? Five, six. Shit, how
five at a time. I think it's like Menudo, though. They keep rotating them out.
Yeah, Menudists.
You're too old to be a Menudist.
That's right. shit.
Well, I think you did a good job. That's a commendable job. I think
you like that. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be
maybe that should be a new daily feature where we recast a movie.
I think our new daily feature should be coming up with daily features.
Yeah, and never repeat them again.
Oh yeah, totally. Well, how would we know? I mean, I don't listen to this show.
My memory only goes back like a day at most.
So you don't remember even talking to me ever?
I'm like a giant goldfish. Yeah, man. It's always exciting. I'm like, dude, what's it like living in the United States? You talk funny. So that's how come it's always like that, because I forget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like ruling the world from a stinky, stinky palace of cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, it's all right. Speaking of ruling the world,
everybody wants to.
Yeah,
everybody wants to fear their tears.
Did you? Well, I know there's some video game news on the horizons, on the previous horizons. I guess the background,
the new Super Mario for DS.
Yeah, did you get that?
I just bought that.
Did anybody get that?
Yeah, I think everyone did, dude.
Is it coming out yet?
It's done. It's over.
Did you beat it?
No, it's fun. There's lots to do.
Did you use a warp tube?
I haven't found one yet.
Oh,
I wonder if there is any. I bet there is. There's lots. It's everything. It's so intuitive. Mario's been around for so long that if you keep up, let's face it, who hasn't played a Mario game before? Like
right.
my parents probably have. No, probably not. But you know, like if you play video games, you've probably played a Mario game before, and you just know what to do. Like,
yeah,
it's cool. I like that when games, like the. When you can get all that learning curve out of the way real fast, and then you can get into the good meats and secrets, you know? The meekrets.
Yeah.
The meerkats.
Delicious.
Muskrats. Muskrats. Another G.I. Joe.
Anytime I see a meekrat, I pretend I'm Australian.
A meekrat.
Blammo!
Kick it. Blimo.
Blimo!
Blimo!
So you didn't win yet?
I can't stop with the G.I. Joe, but remember the Dreadnoks?
Yeah.
The three main Dreadnoks? You know what their names were, right?
Buzzer, Ripper, and...
Yeah.
Poker?
Zitorsh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those guys...
Torch.
If you ever look at their file cards, do you know what their real names are?
What's it?
Well, their last names are actually... They're Winkin, Blinkin, and Todd.
Oh, yeah.
It's like... Gerald Winken and you know whatever, and it's just silly silliness. Hasbro, I doff my cap to you.
I think maybe Grug's a Dreadnok.
He might be. He's that one. Monkey Wrench. He's that one. He's got the beard, the red beard.
Yep,
it's that guy. Grenades, aviators. Grug's known for his aviators.
Totally.
Well, he probably saw the movie The Aviator twice, so therefore he aviators is...
That was John Landis and M. Night Shyamalan's
Aviator?
Shyamalan.
And you know who
do you
I would
recommend it? How much was
you
it?
Know,
how many bucks
you know
was
who,
it?
You know who I would recast in Aviator, if I could? Just briefly here. I would recast the kid from Flight of the Navigator.
I would recast the audience to include myself because I have not seen Navigator.
No, me neither. I heard it was all right. But you know what's better than that is New Mario Brothers. It's good. I played it a little bit. Yeah.
Did you beat it?
No.
Did you find a warp tube?
No.
Do you have a Tanuki suit?
No, there's a blue shell suit, though. You put on a blue shell and you can, like, spin around and you can, like, hide under it and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Did you plant any oranges?
Yeah, dude. There's a giant mushroom. It makes you real big. Hey, the clowns are back. There's a giant mushroom, and there's a little mushroom that makes you tiny. It's pretty cool. I like it. It's fun. Everyone should play it. If you don't have a DS, you can play it on mine. Just, like, next time we're hanging out.
Does it have the Jefferson Airplane song in it?
Which one's that?
One mushroom makes you bigger, and one mushroom makes you small.
Oh.
The mushrooms mommy gives you, they don't do anything at all.
What about Fire Flower?
Go ask Mario.
Mario.
Yeah.
That's how Ben Wu pronounces it. And
really?
Everyone gives him a hard time.
He says Mario?
He says Mario. It's weird.
Man, it's got to be intentional. I mean, it's...
No, it's really not.
Insane.
I know. So, this morning, I was rudely awakened. By
how much was it?
Oh, I don't know. $35? $40? I don't know. I just bought it. I don't look at prices.
Man.
Because if you got to ask, then you can't afford it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
No. Yeah, it was like $40 Canadian, I think.
Because I got a box of shit that I've expertly photographed that I've yet to put on eBay. So, if I can get one Mario cartridge out of
that
stuff.
Is it a box of old photographs?
Oh, you know, it's the Karate Kid book. And
Karachity Kid.
Yeah. Oh, and an April O'Neil figure.
Karosity.
I know you people want that April O'Neil.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I took a lot of pictures of her.
She needs heroes like the Lone Ranger. When Tonto came pronto, when there was danger. But, you know, they didn't say they'd be there in half an hour, because It is Blade Turtlebauer.
Yeah.
You like that?
Did you,
I just made that up right now. It's a good poem,
right? No, I can tell. Did you ever have the Ninja Turtle cereal?
Wasn't it like, Lucky Charms?
Yeah. But did you ever have it?
No, I think I might have had their SpaghettiOs, though.
The cereal came with bowls. There was, you know, when it first came out, it came with these plastic Ninja Turtle bowls that were, you know, shape of a bowl with, like, a
form
turtle.
Form of a...
Right. Turtle. Form of a turtle. Shape of a bowl. Form of a turtle. And their heads were, like, sticking out the top. And then,
So they looked like really fat turtles?
Well, their heads were sticking up at you, so it actually looked like they were on their backs, and then, like, their fingers
were
kind
filling,
of, like, holding onto the bowl. Yeah.
You were filling them up with cereal. With their own cereal.
Yeah, totally. It was kind of gross, like, if you really looked at it. And then their expressions were just, like, you know...
Maybe
you know that face,
maybe
the turtle
you could,
face.
You could form your own religion where you eat the body of Ninja Turtle and their blood is like milk.
I suppose. And,
no, that's just silly.
Do you think people believe in transubstantiation? I don't want to get into religion.
I think they're just looking for a free snack.
I think so, too. I think you see a lot more people going to church if the body of Christ was
a cheeseburger.
Yeah, totally.
I'd fucking join that church.
Yep.
And his blood is Mountain
Dew. You guys only meet once a week?
Ugh.
Rib off.
We're fucking starting our own now.
Yeah.
What? So Ninja Turtle cereal. No, I don't think I ever had it, and it came with the bowls. Do you know what other bowls?
See, the bowls, you know, eat the Ninja Turtle cereal out of the bowls, and that's fine. You know, that's, you know, innocuous enough. But then when you eat SpaghettiOs out of the bowl... Then it's
looks
awesome because
like,
he's holding
like
he's like holding open his shell and making this like grimacing face, and you're eating his guts, and it was really fun, especially if you had the kind with the little wieners in it.
I always had the kind with the little wieners in it.
Oh, Brian, that's okay. Nobody judges you.
Yeah. I always stick my dick in my food. What are you talking about? remember the Nerds cereal?
Yeah.
And remember how they had the Nerds bowl?
No.
There was a special bowl for the Nerds cereal, and it had two sides to the bowl, and you would fill up each side, and then there was a little gate that you could open.
Whoa.
It was like a little like rodeo gate or something, and you
awesome.
Open it up, and all the intermingling of the cereals and stuff. And,
I think I love that.
It's quite silly. Because, I don't know. I just want to eat my cereal. I don't really want to, like, play around. Because if you play around too much, it's going to go soggy.
Yeah, especially Nerds. They had, you know, so much surface area.
Which is the opposite,
so
which is the opposite of my dink, by the way.
What?
Playing with it and then it goes soggy.
Oh. Leaving it in milk.
I thought maybe we could...
And then it stains the milk.
Yeah, I thought we could...
And then you pour it in your coffee and give the rest to the cat.
I thought we could use more dick jokes in the show, so that's why I'm really...
Oh, yeah, we've been really, dangerously low on dick jokes.
I'm really amping that up right now, so, you know.
Why don't you fill everyone in, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, with a dink? Oh, I'm sorry.
You
no
need
more.
To ramp the puns back up, I think.
Okay, all right.
Because we had some complaints.
With a Jess dink? You know?
What?
Jess dink.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I know getting back into the joke thing, so...
No. Did you read that her t-shirt was featured on Scrubs?
Yeah, I think that's pretty... I don't know if it was featured, but it was on it. And I think that's pretty cool. That's pretty kick-ass.
We haven't seen that show, so that's a feature for us.
Right. Did you know there's a reason to watch Scrubs?
Apparently, it's a t-shirt.
Spot a t-shirt. Yeah.
It's a t-shirt that somebody made that we sort of know.
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
It is cool, except that she doesn't get anything for it.
Yeah, I know.
Other than...
That
my
was like the
was
first thing stuff. Heather asked. I told her about that, and she said, well, you know, does she get paid for it? And I'm like... Well,
isn't that sad that in our society,
that's
the first thing that we ask is like, did you get paid? Not like, hey, good job. Neat. Someone liked it enough to wear it, and that's cool. And maybe that should be good enough. It's not. I would want something extra, but it's just kind of funny. That's how it is, huh?
Why is that funny? It's tragic.
Well, it's funny in like a Seinfeld way.
Wait, like the last third of Seinfeld, or like the
It's funny in that Seinfeld way when you tune in halfway through and you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, I don't want to bother with this.
The running jokes are already established.
Yeah, and you're like, what the...
I already know what's going on, though, because...
I know. Hey, you'll be... This is... I was... And then the end. You like
no,
that story?
No, yeah.
Okay, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Write that down. On the sports talk radio program.
No, not that. The Rude Awakening.
No. I'm serious.
No.
I'm going somewhere awesome with this. They were talking about the Maxim, you know, like 100 hottest babes thing or whatever it is that just came out or something, like some list of like whoever the hottest babes, who were probably all child actors at one point. That came out, and so they are having like, you know, call in and debate who your favoriteest hot chick is or whatever. And the one dude who he also like hosts the on TV like a sports recap, what do you call it, highlights show, and he's really funny, he's cool, he's like, he's kind of nerdy, and he makes really like kind of obscure funny jokes and stuff, and there's a lot of like covert dirty jokes that I'm pretty sure not many people are getting except for me. He does the show for me and I love him. His name's Don Taylor and I want to have his babies. He's already married, so I won't. Anyhow, so they were saying who the two guys who host the show, they were saying who their favorite chicks were, and one guy was like, Angelina Jolie, blah, 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 blah. And the other guy, the cool guy, was like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld. And I was like, whoa, yeah, really? And he was just making a case for, like, smart, funny women, and I was like, hey, that's cool, you know, I respect, I mean, I'm not going to go and say she's 100 of the hottest women, or whatever.
She's 100 of them?
Yeah, she's probably like 50 of them.
She was anyway, she hosted Saturday Night Live this week.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he was saying.
Job.
And I missed it, but was she a cast member? She was a cast member back in the 80s, right?
For a year, a number of a few years actually.
That's where she met her husband.
Oh, don't even. What? Who's her husband?
No, her husband was on that show too.
Richard Dreyfuss? I can't even picture Richard Dreyfuss. I can only picture fucking...
A mustache.
No.
Oh.
Daryl Hammond doing Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, shit. Fucking Daryl Hammond.
In a phone booth.
He's next. After I murder Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sands.
Yeah.
And a lot Horatio of other people.
Horatio kept it together. The whole show.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Maybe he was listening. Maybe he listens to our show.
There was a fucking pure, like, a pure comedy moment on Saturday Night Live this weekend, and it wasn't like it had nothing to do with the sketch other than Horatio Sands walking by a table, falling over onto Julia Louis-Dreyfus's boob. Like he, like they were doing the talk show thing, and like he was the host and she was this guest, and just I don't know, man. Big fat guy falls down and like catches himself on a boob. That's just.
That sounds pretty good. I think I might, maybe I'll download that and watch it. Was it? It was worthwhile, you would say?
It was good. I laughed cashew chicken out my nose. Which.
Johnny Cashew Chicken?
Yeah. Wasn't he great, everybody?
Johnny Cashpoint?
Round of applause for Johnny Cashpoint.
Johnny Bankomat? What's, yeah, Giovanni Bankomat.
Yeah.
I don't know, what's John in Italian?
Jamo? Jam? Bonjamo?
Bonjour vie?
Hey, wait, did you... Oh, yeah, okay, you did. You said you were going somewhere awesome with that, and I was just checking.
Well, it's somewhat awesome. For, like, a sports show where their dudes are going like, ooh, what are those guys smoking? Hey, they should give their head a shake, because that team, they're like...
Give their head a shake.
Yeah, that's another thing they say a lot. Like, shut up.
Why do you listen to sports radio?
It's on. The guy
don't even like sports.
I like some sports.
Fine.
I like one sport.
You like the sport of getting woken up?
I like sport drinks. Yeah. And I think that if I listen to the sports radio, maybe...
You'll catch some adverts for some future sports drink.
Is it in you?
Yeah.
Is it in you? Is it in you?
What is that, Gatorade?
Yeah. Have you heard that? Have you heard that, though? That Michael Jordan outtakes?
No.
Everyone's heard that. Oh, dude, okay, I gotta find it. I gotta find it, and we'll play it.
Stink it and lick it.
Yeah, dude, awesome. It's Campus Tits. It's Michael Jordan.
And et cetera.
yeah. It's Michael Jordan doing voiceover for a Gatorade ad, and the slogan is it in you? And he does it like 100 times, because, you know, they do a bunch and they'll take the best one, right?
Yeah.
But they're all exactly the same. And the guys, the producers or whatever, are coaching him. They're like, okay, now say it like this. And it comes out exactly the same every time. He's doing like 100 of the same take. And it's really, really funny. I don't know. I like it. So we'll find it. We'll track it down.
Hey, kids. Buy my cereal. Again, buy my cereal.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah. But did he ever say
bye-bye
is it in yet?
Cereal. Duh. What's that?
Did he ever ask if it was in yet? Did he ever? Gatorade. Is it in yet?
Shit.
Now, are you going to tell your awesome, fabulous, wonderful, epic tale of debauchery and wake-uppery, or what?
No, man. Yeah, dude. When I woke up this morning, I woke up. I was up pretty late drawing stuff, and I woke up. I was woken on my own hour, but I was still pretty tired and stuff. And then the minute I woke up, there was the buzzer at the door went off, and I was like, what? Who's here? Is it FedEx or Xander? Samantha? And Zadner. And so I went and
the buyer. Yes.
And it was the landlord. He's like, oh yeah, there's someone here to see the place. And I'm like, dude, you're supposed to give me notice before you bring someone over to look at the apartment, because I'm moving, right? So, you know, he's gonna bring people over. I understand this. Preferably I'd like him to do it after I, you know, wake up or leave the house.
Yeah.
My place is filthy right now. It's such a mess. I'm in the middle of, like, getting ready to pack and stuff. And anyway, so, yeah. So he brought this couple up, and I just woke up. I'm like, oh, hold on. So I put on some pants, at least. And my place is just filthy. I'm like, well, shut the toilet door, I guess, and lid, I guess is what it's called, and try and move some of my empty beer bottles around or something. I don't know. And, yeah, so they brought him in and all that. And, and this happened the other day, too, where he just sort of sprung it on me. And I'm like, you know, like, legally, they're supposed to give X amount of hours notice. I forget what it is, but he's pretty much just showing up on the spot. And last time, it was the other day, I'd just gotten back from a run. It was super hot outside, and I was all naked and stuff, trying to cool down. And there was a knock at the door. Like, it wasn't even the buzzer at the front door. It was, like, a knock on my front door. I'm like, like, I'm totally in my underwear, like, trying to find some clothes and like... I don't know, all sweaty and stuff. It could have been super awesome. So what I'm thinking of is that if this happens again, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, come on up, and then I'm just gonna go take a shit on the hopper there, and leave the door open, and just be like, oh hey, come on in, look around, and I'm taking a dump, you know. And maybe I'll be naked taking a dump. That's like a double whammy. What do you think?
And you should wipe with your hand and explain it to them that...
Oh, you see, this is what I do. It's a brand new thing where you wipe with your hand and then you make sure that you... Yeah. But then I was thinking that if I did that, if I just started being a total creep, there would be one time when, like cute girls would come over. Like that time when my friend Nick had the giant log in the toilet and the cute girls came and said, hey, that's good. And then they're like, that fucking guy didn't flush his toilet. And so, yeah, that would be the one time that, like, cute girls would come over and look at the place, and they'd be, like, new to town, looking to make friends, and they'd, like, comics or something.
Nude, this is sweaty, complete armload of shit.
I'm like, oh, jeez. Yeah, so maybe I won't do it.
You know, that's
that's the main reason I don't do certain things, is that,
what if there's girls?
A cute girl might see me, so I better not.
What would be funny is if they were into it.
And that would be funny.
You'd like have to.
That would be ironic.
You'd have to do that all the time, like.
Oh man,
yeah. That was just a joke.
And like, oh, you're
that's
the guy
what I liked about you. Oh wait, sorry. Oh sorry.
Oh, you that's see... what I liked about you, Brian.
That's my Canadian female voice.
And then Kramer would come over and explain to me that I have to keep doing it.
Yeah, Kramer wasn't on the Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
Jason Alexander was.
Really?
And a fucking gross-ass looking fan of the opera, fucking dipped in wax and rolled in cashew chicken, and fucking Jerry Seinfeld was on it.
Really?
Was he was all hoarse and slimy looking.
Does he look like Gary Shandling?
Yeah. Well, even worse was they were, you know, filming him from... He was up in the scaffolding, whatever, cutting lights and trying to drop him on Julia. Mm. And, man, he just looked horrible, and he sounded horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Remember, I think it was... which one of the Cheers members was...
Member.
Which one of the greasy wieners was penising on the dink? Who was it that was hosting SNL and they were from Cheers? Was it Kelsey Grammer or something? Or was it... no, it must have been... fucking fat actress.
Mm.
And they had all the... Remember? Fucking Jesus. They had all the cast from Cheers come out, but it was all SNL actors pretending to be them.
No.
And then Adam Sandler came out with shoes on his knees as Rhea Perlman. That was way back in the... That was... I remember that fondly.
That's some heyday shit for you, huh?
A little bit, but, you know, I understand it wasn't that good then either. But probably the commercial was the Nerf crotch bat.
Crotch bat?
Crotch bat.
What?
Nerf crotch bat. It was an ad they had. It was just like a Nerf baseball bat, and kids were hitting themselves in the crotch with it, or hitting each other.
Nerf I'm going to say that 35% of webcomics...
Yeah.
...are inspired by the Super Happy Fun Ball ad on Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yep. 35%.
How do you figure?
Poorly. All right. And with abandon.
Can you post a couple links, maybe, to illustrate?
I might be able to find one.
Yeah. You were going to ask me about some kind of foodstuffs, weren't you?
I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah.
Foodin' it up. Foodin' it up. Who likes foodin' up, 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 foodin'
yeah,
it up?
Yeah, do you read any magazines?
Not usually. I used to read more than I do. I used to get some music magazines and some, like, computery type magazines. Not computery, but, like... digital culture type magazines and stuff, and but yeah, I don't really.
That stuff is just so on the internet anyway. That
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of old news, old hat.
I like the two magazines that I read pretty regularly.
Guitar Player.
No.
Guitar Hero.
No. I was getting Guitar Hero when they redesigned their cover, and they have an awesome
Guitar
new cover.
Hero.
Did I say Guitar really. Player?
You said Guitar Hero.
Well, I used to read Guitar. Guitar Player. Yeah, I guess I did say guitar. I used to be a guitar player. Well,
guitar
you know,
I've
read it
Barton.
Off and on forever. Yeah. Guitar Barton.
Yeah.
And when they redesigned their cover to have like the featured guy's guitar across the top, like above the logo, so like the very top thing is this like perfect dead on shot of a guitar.
You cut them out and pasted them on pictures of you?
No, I was buying it every month then, but somehow I think I missed one, and then I kind of got a little spotty. And then
you got
like,
you got
oh,
lost when you were reading it. You're like, I don't know what happened before this.
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
You know, it was the Dimebag one. I was like...
Oh.
Because I didn't want to spend any money on... Like, any time, like, a celebrity that I like dies, I don't like to buy, like, any of the tribute stuff or whatever. Like, when all the magazines and... stuff they all try to I mean I know they're like oh it's a tribute we're paying tribute to this fallen hero or whatever and I'm like yeah right you're just fucking making a buck off of somebody's death and you're not
yeah they
mine.
Had like Spin or somebody had like a feature on Mitch Hedberg or something like that
yeah
like a retrospective and like no one cared about that dude when he was alive I mean obviously people did but he was no one knew about him like
yeah
I mean people did but what I'm saying is that I'm a fucking liar. no, but like Spin magazine never gave two shits about any comedian, let alone that guy. Like, you know, it was just kind of similar. So therefore, you ate that magazine.
What? No, I didn't buy the Dimebag one, and then I just didn't seek out Guitar Player after that because it's not magazines like Guitar Player. They don't cross my path very easily. Mm-hmm. I have to be well, like Rainbow carried it, but Cub I don't think does carry. Guitar Player. In fact, I know Cub does not carry Guitar Player, so I haven't seen it in a few months. But
you had to get Djembe Player, or
yeah, I do read the two mags. I do get is Tape Op.
What?
Tape Op.
Tarp Op.
Yeah, no Tape Op.
That's why you read it. It's like, yeah. Sounds like my thing.
Yeah. It's this awesome. It started out as a as just a, like a zine, mm-hmm. Back in the while ago.
A Xenomag?
And now it's, you know, regular magazine, regulation magazine size, full color, glossy and whatnot, mm-hmm. Started by Larry Crane. And it's all about like home recording. Not all about, not just home recording, that's like how it started, but it's just about recording music, you know?
That's cool.
And like different kind of mics and shit. And it used to be, well, it is on the newsstands, it's like $5-something, maybe it's $5. But you can get, I don't know if this is true in Canada, but in, it's probably all in North America, but I don't know for sure. Free subscriptions.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they take ads out, it's chock full of ads for all this audio gear, like super high-end audio gear, you know, $10,000 microphones and fucking $20,000 compressors and shit. But like at the same time, the articles are like how to make your own microphone shock mount using hair scrunchies and PVC tube. So
wow,
yeah, they fully cover the spectrum, and it's such great reading. I've been reading this one over
and
over again.
Might I point out that Spectrum's got such supervision. Okay, continue.
That was good. I'll check that one off.
Clint Barton in you.
So we got Clint Barton, mask, and...
Did you lick the pen before you started writing?
It's my brush pen, like...
do you like it when people... What's that all about?
Like, I like it visually. I like it in movies or shows. Like,
it's weird.
That's funny. I can see it with a ballpoint pen, like, getting started, because they do dry out on the end.
Do you know what I really hate, though? When people lick their fingers before they turn every page.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Like, especially if I have to go and touch that thing later.
Yeah.
You know, touch that thing. Right.
I when I make myself a turkey sandwich, I lick my finger before I turn every page of turkey. And I like.
Yeah, well, no, turkey's pre-moistened, so you don't have to.
Oh, I dry my finger on it. I dry the turkey.
Yes. You have like a little sponge.
So I've read this, I've read this one tape op for, I think, 30 consecutive poops. It's got a interview with Dave Sardi in it, who's the guy who sang in Bark Market, and like I guess he's like a big time producer. Like I only knew of him from that band, but I guess he like produced the Chili Peppers and a bunch of other stuff that I can't think of off the top of my head. But it's really good. He sounds like he's a real hard ass. Oh, he told Gavin from Bush X.
Yeah.
He gave him some, he made him change some lyrics, which is like, like I could see like if you were actually like the producer of the record.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like he wasn't. He was like the engineer, and he's still gotten his shit about like these lyrics right here, you're copping out on this lyric. You should change this. And they got a big fight.
You shouldn't have to be a producer to like say to somebody like,
no, exactly.
Check it out. And like you can say, no, fuck you, keeping it, and then done, right? But yeah. Like you should people should be more open. Yep. To,
It's that one Glycerine song.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
That one that they ripped off from that Better Than Ezra song?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't know either. It's just that fucking mid-90s chord progression.
Got that sound.
G, D, E minor, C.
Love it.
Yeah, no, it's ubiquitous. That chord progression, people are... They don't care. They don't care.
Ubiquitous.
They don't care who done used that last. They're going to damn well do it and continue to do it.
Sure.
And maybe have a few songs that use it. And it's like, it's good. It's so pleasing to the ear. That chord progression,
mm-hmm.
It's like, it's really good. And I get why people use it, but there's only so much you can do with it before your song is exactly the same as someone else's song.
Yep.
Because there's only so many, unless you don't know how to sing, unless you're singing like discord.
No, my song's different. We use a maraca.
We sing about...
Well, that song has tambourine, where we use a maraca.
My song's different. It's about roller skating. Oh.
Hey. Listen, pal.
Dude, that's one of my favorite songs that you ever did.
Yeah, that me one? Too.
It's real, real good.
He's talking about Romantic Cheapskate by Abominominous.
Yeah, it's... go to, on to songfight.org. Abominabus.
Yeah, I'll put a link. But yeah, I tried recording some live drums for that song just yesterday, dude.
I think it's the tits.
Yeah, it is a pretty good jam.
Yeah, right. It's good.
It's
and then my second favorite song that you ever did was those three that you did in a row for.
Yeah.
That one time there
was so many songs that fucking day. I did those three songs, one more version of one of those songs that I didn't use, and the Spy vs. Spy.
That's right. You almost did everyone twice.
Only 85 seconds a day.
I love that song.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That one was fun. I liked it.
Yeah, good time. Yeah. That was a long time ago, though. It was four and a half years ago, Brian.
Jesus. Yep.
That was 4.75 years ago in the other magazine I read, Comics Journal. And Comics I don't like Journal. It.
Yeah, I tried picking up a few issues of it before, but it's not enjoyable.
It's expensive. It's $10.
And it doesn't barely have any comics in it.
Right.
I don't know.
I like it. I like the idea of it, and I like, you know,
yeah,
the size,
it's full
the format.
Shit.
It's really, it looks good. But yeah, everyone who writes for that shit is so, I don't know why they do it. They obviously hate comics. And
yeah, no, because they're trying to be like a literary type.
Yeah.
That sounded like I was on a bad Skype connection.
Yeah.
Literary.
They probably over-scrutinize everything. Yeah.
They're trying to legitimize the art form by treating it by, you know, criticizing, by journalizing the way that they do about other art forms. And maybe that's not the way to do it.
Yeah.
Especially such a fledgling... what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Floundering?
Fredgering.
Hedgewing. Hedwig. Hedwig. Such a Hedwig type thing. Yeah, like, it's a pretty, like, sort of seems like kind of a young, fragile baby bird comics is, right? And you don't want to, like, throw rocks at it the way you do at, okay. My analogy's falling apart.
I know. I think he can withstand the slings and arrows. I think he can. Comics been around a long time.
No, that's true. But
I mean, maybe this, like, comics as a legitimized art form or whatever is still relatively new. But you know, if not now, when? However, there's got to be. I read Comics Journal because that's you know, like, I don't want to read Wizard
all there is.
Anymore.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And I wish there was something that was like in between. And so, you know, I guess I'd rather read previews. Then,
I get it.
Because like I like knowing what's coming out and everything, but you know I like a little bit of creative interview. But the one that I bought, the Comics Journal that I bought on Free Comic Day, I was like, well, I'm getting all these free comics, I might as well pay $10 for a the Comics Journal. Oh, it was the Craig Thompson one.
Oh,
I was like, well, maybe I can glean some.
Was his interview like 60 pages long?
Yeah, it was.
And there was two words per page.
Yeah. And it totally fucking crapped out at the end. So I got Blankets from the library.
Yeah.
And I read it, and you know my feelings on that.
Yeah, it reads like it was written on a bus.
Right. I mean, no, that was the Jeffrey Brown one.
That looks like it was drawn on the bus,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Blankets was like, this is definitely weighty, good art.
Funt.
And a story I don't like told well-ish, or whatever.
No, and that's totally cool, because, you know, you should be exposed to different types of stories. Because, you know, like, I get a bit tired of reading about Spider-Man's Daily Dilemma, so.
So then I got the, I was like, well, I'll keep checking out books from the library, you know, the stuff that, you know, perhaps everyone has read but me. You know, I'm late to every party.
Oh, by the way, Tyler Longmire still hasn't read Blankets, so you're safe.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's cool. I like old stuff. It takes me a long time. I have to wait for new stuff to get old before I like it.
I kind of feel that way, too. I always need the hype to die down so I can really just... So I always like when people go, oh, you're just like getting into that now? Okay, whatever. And then, but I feel like I have more ability to just kind of put all the bullshit away and just really just kind of like dig into it and see if I like it, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, exactly. Last night, I listened to Kiss's Love Gun twice. Like, sweet. It was a brand new record. It came out in the same year I did.
Yeah. No, you know what? I did that yesterday, too, with that Kenny Rogers and First Edition Greatest Hits. And it's fucking... I always...
Oh, yeah.
I've loved Kenny Rogers for my entire life. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Girl. Yeah, I've loved Kenny Rogers since forever. But that's his old stuff before he went solo and got real country-y. And there's some kind of, like, psych kind of... rock kind of stuff and some R&B kind of stuff, and it's just really cool. And I listen to it at work, and with fresh ears, like, all right, I like grew up listening to Kenny Rogers' later kind of stuff. I'm just gonna like sit down and listen to this and pretend this is like someone was like, dude, check out this awesome album. And it was cool. I really enjoyed it. That's fun. Let's do that. Let's start a album club or something.
That is a super good idea. I was thinking there should be some way that we can like have like people send us their info poops, and then we can like provide them with like a record a week download link kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
we'll discuss.
Yeah,
a secret. You know, I don't want it to be like, you know, like, hey, everybody, come take this file share. But I would like to, like, you know, yeah, okay, here's the album we're gonna listen to, and we'll all discuss.
It would be sort of like if we were the type of show who played music,
right,
on the show, which we're not. Right. And a lot of people are still asking us if we're gonna play jams live on the show, and I don't think we will.
Yeah, it's, I doubt it.
It seems like a cop out. Like, oh, that's 15 minutes less talking we gotta do.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and we always have so much to talk about.
Yeah, like today.
Yeah, I know. Today we're running super long, but I'm trying to make up for yesterday.
True. Yeah. So yeah, maybe we should do that and maybe it might help if we got our message board up.
Yeah.
We don't have to. Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
It might be
chime
convenient.
In. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? So after Blankets, I got that fucking Jeffrey Brown book, right?
Yeah.
And that was like, okay, there's no fucking story here, and it's drawn with a foot. Which is, you know, I can admire the drawn with a foot thing. Like, wow, this guy drew a whole fucking book of shit that looks like a foot. And then, like, I know he's got, like, many, many other books that look exactly the same. I'm like, wow, that's way to persevere. And the guy's got, like, a master's degree in comics or some
Does
shit
he?
Like that?
I don't know.
I know he's got, I don't know, whatever the biggest degree you can get and have it just be, you know, comics. He's got that, and he draws like that. I got a Chester Brown book.
It's a... You got a Chester Brown last night?
Yeah, when I was last week.
Dude, give me a Chester Brown.
Yuck. Yeah, right. The cute girls that come over when you get their arm full of shit, that's what they want. Like, maybe he'll give me a Chester Brown.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I'm into that.
Yeah, but Chester Brown, okay, like, I thought Jeffrey Brown was like, oh, well, this sucks, right? Chester Brown? What the fuck? It was, I Never Liked You, which I guess, yeah, that's like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Or so.
Yeah. I've never read the whole thing.
Like, something from 92 to me is like, oh, that's 10 years old. But
yeah. No, I understand.
And, man, like, he draws... I had no idea how old anyone was supposed to be. He had this little annotation at the end where it's like, what year stuff took place in, which is good because he draws, like, full human adult heads on these little stick bodies. Like, I don't know if he's trying to make it look... I don't know what the hell's going on. I was super, super tired of that guy's art by, like, the middle of the book. And then he, like... Okay, I thought Blankets was thin on the panels.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Brown had... Or Chester Brown. Buster Brown. Buster Poindexter. David Johansen.
Poindexter sisters.
He has, like... I don't know. There must have been 40 pages in there where it was a single panel, like, in the center of the page. Like... Not taking up the whole page, like...
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, a page that has, like, one panel over here, and then maybe one...
Well, he originally had a full page, but
then... eating a cracker.
People were getting lost in all the details, so he was, like, okay, fuck it. Zoom in on this. This is what you need to look at right here. Don't worry about all that other shit.
Yeah.
So, that's what that's about.
I wanted to like it, and maybe in 92 I would have liked it, but...
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it. And now I'm, like... Now... Between that and the Comics Journal, I'm questioning the whole medium. Do I even like comics? I don't know. The only comic magazine I read hates comics.
Yeah. The last Comics Journal I bought it because it had the sweet Drew Wang cover.
Yeah, I didn't buy that one, but I saw that and I was like, wow.
It's a super nice cover.
He finally made it.
He's a genius. He finally made something. No. Yeah, he's really cool, but I don't want to meet him because I'm afraid I won't like him.
I do want to meet him because I know I won't like him. But
no, man, but I want to thumb wrestle him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I want him to just slap me in the face and punch me in the arm or something. Just
I
want to
look at his. I want to look at his hair and maybe his beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to rub his hair in my frying pan so my egg won't stick.
I want to hold up a carton of. Old milk next to him, and no, never mind.
We're just inferring this from like two particularly greasy photographs.
Yeah,
they were greasy all over. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Phil.
Finally, fooding it up.
Fooding it up.
So Zesty Mordant.
Yeah, the Zesty Mordant.
And Dressed All Over?
Dressed All Over is a reference to a flavor of potato chip, which you can procure in Canada called All Dressed. A few different brands make them. The theory behind All Dressed, the story, the legend, the mythos, the mythos, the pathos, the porthos.
The MySpace.
The MySpace. It's supposed to be all the flavors mixed together. It's supposed to be every fucking thing. Every fucking barbecue, salt and vinegar, ketchup, fucking sour cream and onion, all that, all mixed together. And so every bite you get will taste a little different. And that's more or less what happens. It mainly ends up tasting like barbecue, and every second bite is vinegary.
Wow.
And that's kind of what it ends up. It's good. It's really...
Do they season all the chips at once?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if they just took, you know, a couple chips from each variety and put those in the bag
that's
together,
not, no,
that'd
yeah,
be
that's,
awesome.
That's not what it is. Yeah. It's a whole mixture of powder and then doled out equally.
Well, then you're just getting one flavor.
Yeah, but it's all the flavors.
But it's just one flavor.
But it's all of them combined. It's the captain power of potato chips.
I don't like it. I haven't had them, and I don't like that idea. I think
you should try it, and you'd say, yeah, these are pretty good.
I'm
just going to eat a couple chips. I'm just going
to... You got your bingo cards out? Good.
Binjo.
Binjo.
Called Tom McHenry on the telephone yesterday.
On the real telephone?
Yeah. Well, cell phone, so almost telephone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he on the toilet?
They were getting ready to go have Thai food. And so we're going to go have Thai food.
And then toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, later. Yeah. And I guess he used to have a belt with a bunch of these little pewter guns all the way around it.
Computer?
Yeah. And,
Pewter.com?
And I guess he had this joke that he always used to tell when he wore this belt. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Funny.
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, okay.
But he said it, and I guess it was like a pretty good pun and everything, and I told him that he should put his belt on eBay, because like a lot of cartoonists and stuff will sell original art or sketches or
right.
whatever on eBay.
Yeah, that's like joke.
But they don't sell any memorabilia. Why not sell like memorabilia of your life? Like the things that caused you to draw the comics you did. Your actual physical influences.
I don't know. Do you think people are really interested in that?
Well, I don't give a shit. I just think you should sell it. I don't think anybody should buy it.
I don't think... you just don't want them to have the belt anymore.
Well, it's pretty
worn out. Did Sarah put you up to this? I need Tom to get rid of that belt. Please make him sell it on eBay.
No. No, I just suggested it to him. And he said that if he did, he would sell the joke as well. So I don't know what it is. He's gonna have to get back to us and let us know what the joke is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. He's probably at work right now, right?
Yeah, probably. Are you phoning him?
Am I phoning him?
Yeah.
Phone de Leon? Ponce de phone?
Ponce de replay.
You hear all that beeping? It's all that manic beeping.
What is that, man? That's weird. I think it's my hospital machine.
All right.
Okay. All right. Get ready. This is going to be momentous.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work.
Right. Oh.
That didn't work.
Oh.
Aw.
Shit. So, is that it?
No.
Hold on. Oh. So.
Yeah.
And then. The hell is that?
It's thrilling. Can almost not take the.
It looks like you found my phone. Please leave a message. Goodbye.
Oh shit!
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey everybody!
You are listening to the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
This is the Spy vs. Spy Tomcast.
Tom.
This is Tom. Where you at?
We gotta know. What's the belt joke, dude?
Yeah, you gotta phone us back and tell us the belt joke.
Yep. So give me a call back at
Skype.
Phil at tartpop.com, I guess. You fucked up, Tom. You ruined the show.
Oh, never again. You're never coming back.
All right. Bye,
you
Tom.
You can never work in this Tom again.
Tom.
Tom Machinery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I see the word machinery, I think it says McHenry.
Atomic Henry.
Atomic. Atomic Hawk.
Atomic. Ooh. Atomic Henry.
Atomic? What?
Atomic Henry. Atomic Henry. Atomic Henry.
Dude, I made that joke like a million years ago.
I wasn't listening.
You were too busy trying to say Comic Henry. You're going, no, this is better. And I'm like, no, dude, listen to my joke. It's clearly better.
You didn't say no, dude. If you would have said no, dude, I would have known.
Dude. Spar. High five. Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, my bingo card is full, so it looks like.
Okay. Are we eating up his voicemail still? Or?
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Oh, okay. He's not getting any more messages. Sarah's going to be like, Tom, you have to pick up cat food because our baby is dying. And and all that.
Well, at least he gets to listen to the end of the show.
Because we're making sure he's not listening to the rest of it.
Right.
We're gonna ban his IP address from our site.
Anybody wants to send us interesting food items, news clippings, various so forths?
If you want
songs
us to phone
to cover,
you,
things
what,
to do.
What if someone wants us to phone them at work?
That's right. If anyone wants to send us their phone numbers, you want to be on the show, we'll call you at random.
Did we already say that Skype has the phonage?
That's right. Exactly.
Free phonage till the end of the year. You can phone U.S. or Canada for free through Skype.
Right.
So if you don't already have Skype, you should get on it for no other reason than to make free phone long distance phone calls.
And if you have a phone number and don't want to get Skype, just give it to us and we'll call you.
And we'll chat. We'll because we're a call in show now. We're a call out show.
Exactly.
And you'll never know when
totally
we're going to do it.
Rather than listening to a radio show and like, I have something to say on this topic and calling them up, like we'll just, I bet they have something to say.
That's right.
Give them a call.
Yeah. Topic Henry.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so just send us an email at
did you know that topic is a kind of chocolate bar in the UK? We should have asked Johnny about that. What a topic bar.
We should ask him a lot of stuff. We should have him again. So.
Well, we will. Okay, I cut you off when you were saying spy versus spy at
gmail.com.
Spy versus spy at gmail.com.
Jesse Morton dressed all over.
Yeah.
What's dressed all over?
I don't know. All dressed?
I don't know.
Is it all dressed?
I'm assuming.
Is it all dressed?
Those are the two flavors of chips that Roquefort and...
Who?
Roquefort and Julian on Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all dressed. Do you guys have all dressed potato chips there?
No.
All dressed is what it means is basically every kind of that we should be recording this, dude.
All right. Well, I'll ask you again.